What do you call the actual act of...
Vomit.
Okay, are there any other words for it?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't use any other, okay. If somebody felt like he was about to do this, you say that he was sick, would you have any word for that? He's...
Upset stomach.
Would say he's sick to his stomach, or sick...
Sick to his stomach, that would be the word for it, I guess.
Okay.
I think we can whip them.
Yeah, well, let's go. I got to get out of here.
Okay, if you want to break off right now, we can do that.
Step out.
Okay.
That fella's probably up there looking.
Okay. Put me on page 61. I was going to say, he was telling me about these different places around here. You know, this place called... I wonder about all these French names. You know, you see all these French names like the... Places spell S, I guess it's S-A-N-P-I-E-R-R-E. It says it's Saint-Pierre.
Oh, Saint-Pierre.
You call it Saint-Pierre. You call it Saint-Pierre. All right, Saint-Pierre you call it, okay.
Yeah, that's the name of Saint-Pierre.
Yeah, and this place is spelled A-I-X. I wondered about that. He says
Aches? Aches?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah,
that's south here, southeast there. Aches.
No, I drove down. I'm going to talk to Mr. Todd now, Mr. Walter Todd down right near Aches, as a matter of fact. Except apparently, according to Mr. Aches doesn't really exist anymore. It's it's on the map, but it's as all that's left is the church there.
It's that small burg. It's just a few houses. That's all. There's just a. If you go through it, you wouldn't even know it.
Well, that's what he said. I mean, as a matter of fact, that's what I did because I thought I'd go down and try to find where Mr. Todd was. Kept looking for it.
We got Todd right next door here. Is Todd funeral director?
Yeah. Is he related?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I wondered about that. I wondered if it might be a son or something. If it's a funeral director.
I don't know. I don't know a thing of his relation.
Yeah. Do you know him at all? You know the Todd up here at all?
Oh yes, pretty well. Yeah, I know him pretty well. Of course, he had two funerals over at my place there, so we know each other pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call it if a boy, a young boy, is interested in a young lady and wants to see a lot of her? What do you say he's...
Well, he's very interested, that's all.
Okay, well, if he's doing more than being interested, if he's, like, taking her places, what do you say he's...
He's very active.
Okay.
I would say.
Or if he's coming to his house, or to her house and meeting her parents.
Oh, yeah, very active person.
You wouldn't say he's courting her, or...
Yes, and that would be the name, courting.
Okay. If he does this, and she doesn't think much of the idea... And what would you say? She
I don't know. I just want to have that. I have to read her mind.
Hey, would you say that she, I mean, but she told him in no uncertain terms.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand that.
What would you call, would you say she
not interested, that's all.
Would you say she jilted him? She threw him over? Or?
I suppose something like jilted.
Okay, you wouldn't say give him the mitten or anything? Or?
That's about it.
Yeah. What do they call it, you have a wedding and, you got everybody goes out and makes a lot of noise and stuff like that, keeps them awake with?
Well, that's probably a chivalry.
Yeah.
I went to plenty of them.
What do they do?
Huh?
What do they do?
Oh, they just have a good time and in my time, we used to sing a lot of songs. A regular quartet, and we used to sing a lot of songs, and that way, after a while, they gave us a treat, you know, coffee or cocoa and cake or something like that, or donuts and all you could eat. Why, you're glad to have